Praise the Lord. Message number 83. The title of the message, Honor Your Father and Your Mother. Let's open our Bible to Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5 and verse 16. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Lord, we thank you for this time that you give us. Use this message, O God, that your name will be lifted up and glorified. I pray that you make us understand your will and go deep with your word and apply it in our life, so that we'll be fully blessed by you. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the world, they are celebrating the Father's Day, and they are celebrating also the Mother's Day. My question is, why they are separating the Father and the Mother Day in a separate day? Why they don't put them and celebrate them in one day? Instead of 2 days, make it 1 day. The answer for this is easy. Because they celebrate these days out of the point of the world view, but not based on what the Word of God tells us. What we learn here from Deuteronomy 5:16, we are called to honor our father and our mothers. And that is the command of the Lord. What we are going to receive if we honor them is to have a long life, and that things will go well with us as we live long. Now, why the Lord, he asks us to honor our father and our mother? Some they will say because the mother and the father, they are the one who care and provide and labor for the children. So God wants us to honor. God wants man to honor his father and his mother. We will read more. Then we understand God's will. Why we need to honor our father and our mother. And why God say to the children of the Israelites, honor your father and your mother. In Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, Moses was meeting the leaders of the Israelites, the head of the families, the men, the congregations, the elder congregation, and he was teaching them the word of God. He taught them in verse 6, Deuteronomy 6:6, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. What I teach you is in your heart. You obey it, you follow it, you live it. Verse 7, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. The point here, impress them on your children. The responsibility of the parents is to impress the commands and the word of God in the life of the children. The children, they are like clay, and the clay, when you press on it, it will change its shape to the shape that you are applying the pressure. The same, the children in our hands, our children are like clay. We can handle them and we can we can form them in the way they should look, in the way that they should be. Impress them on your children. They are manageable, they are malleable, they are transformable in our hands, the children. God give authority to the parent to deal and teach and nurture the children. Why do they say only your father and mother? He say only your father and your mother because the parents are the one who is supposed to teach the word of God. So the Lord is speaking to honor the father and the mother because the father and the mother, they carry the word of God to their children. And that's why when the world celebrate the Mother Day and the Father Day, their celebration is not based on the word of God. That's why the church should not get sympathy with the world and celebrate this day without deep understanding what is this celebration all about. We must know the role of the parents. If the church does not know the role of the parents, then our celebration is worldliness. I don't recommend that we celebrate these days, because we're supposed to honor our parents who taught us the word of God every day, not only one day, not only one season or one month. God say honor your father and mother because they are the one who are responsible before God to teach the children the way of the Lord. Not the church, not anyone else, not the schools, not the government, but the parents before the Lord are responsible to teach the children the word of God. Suppose the parents does not teach the word of God, or they don't know the word of God. Does God say, honor them, honor their father and mother? Let's open our Bible to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20. And let us read what the Lord spoke about that. Ezekiel, chapter 20, and verse 18 and 19, he was speaking about the Israelites who does not obey the Lord and did not honor him in their life. He say the Lord, and he spoke to their children in the desert, what he told them in verse 18, what he told the children of those who disobey him. I say to their children in the desert, do not follow the statutes of your fathers or keep their laws or defile yourself with their idols. He say here, do not follow the statutes of your father. Do not honor what your father and your mother are saying or doing or asking you to do. Now here the point is clear. We are not called to honor the parent who does not follow God. Yes, we respect them for the age. We care for them, for that's our responsibility. If they don't have somebody to care, provide them their daily needs. But we are not called to honor what they say if that does not based on the word of God. So here the word, when they celebrate Mother and Father Day, they are honoring parents who are disobedient to God. And I don't like the church get involved in sin as the people around us doing. We respect the parents. We respect our parents. We honor our parents who taught us the word of God. But we don't honor the parents or what they say or what they suggest if they don't know God, or what they are saying contradict to the word of God. Verse 19, Ezekiel 20, verse 19. I am the Lord your God. Follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Many times parents, they will give wrong instructions to their children. The Lord called those children not to honor their parents or their requests or their status or degrees or laws, because that what they are following are not from God. What are the responsibility of the parents? So that they would deserve the honor from the children. And we as parents, what are our responsibility before God in caring for our children? Let's read 1 Timothy 5:8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, what are the things that here is to provide the material and the physical needs for the children? That's our responsibility as a father. If we want that our children will honor us, we need to do our duties first, as we read in Deuteronomy chapter 6, to impress the word of God on them. Second, to provide their daily needs. The small children, we are responsible to provide for them food, dress, accommodation, education, and other important things they need until they are old and they can depend on themselves to provide for their daily needs. What else? The responsibility of the parents. Book of Genesis, chapter 18. And let us read verse 18 and 19. From the life of Abraham, what we learn and what God was expecting to see in Abraham, and that is the same what God expects to see in my life and your life. Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. Verse 19, for I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. So what is the responsibility of Abraham? The responsibility of Abraham is to direct his children. We need to direct our children with what? To keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. That's our responsibility. For how long we do that? For how many years? Until the children, they are young adult, or they are 18 years old, or they are 24 years old. No, it is more than that. It is until marriage. If you read book of Genesis chapter 24, we will see that Abraham, as a spiritual father and as a father for Isaac, his son, and who know the word of God and the will of God, he get involved in putting the right guideline for the marriage of his son Isaac. And that's our responsibility. You know, when the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, he said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. So until marriage, he is under the parents. The parents should teach him and direct him the principle of marriage, the principle of the family. When he is ready for that, they are the one used by the Lord to put the guidelines for him, for the suitable wife, suitable partner at the right time, and preparing the right setup for him for marriage. Then he will move from their authority to be under God. But continue, if you need a nurturing, the parents, the spiritual parents, I mean those who follow God, they should be the one to give the right advice for the children. Even when they are married, when they need an advice, they need to go to the parents who taught them the word of God. I'm not saying to go to your parents who does not know God. No. If your parents know God, they follow God, go to them. If not, then you go to the spiritual parents. And here we move with this message to the concept of this spiritual father and mother. And in the New Testament, there's more insight about it. In the Old Testament, the Lord say, honor your father and your mother. In the New Testament, Paul, he quotes this promise of God in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 to verse 4, to show the responsibility of the children toward the parents and the parents toward the toward the children. He quotes it in the context of the family. But in the church, it have also a rule. There's a spiritual sons and there's a spiritual father or spiritual parents, spiritual mother who taught the disciples the word of God. Let's read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. We had explained that. That is, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. We explained that. Because the parents, they are the one who teach the word of God. As the children obey the instruction of the parents that come from the word of God, they will have long life, and you will have eternal life if you follow the word of God. And you will have a life and life to the full with the presence of the Lord if we obey the teaching that we receive from those who taught us the word of God. Verse 4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Some, they wrongly explain this verse. They, when they will read that, do not exasperate your children, they will say that you must give your children freedom, whatever they want, wherever they want to go, the way they live their life, give them freedom and even let them do wrong. No problem, they are children. They are adult. They must enjoy life. They must explore life. That is not correct. Because if that is the correct, the Lord would not say, instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Not to allow them to go with the friends, not to allow them to sit in the front of TV, not to allow them to go to clubs, not to allow them to fight and speak bad words, but raise them up, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Now, we will read scriptures of Paul about Timothy, what Paul considered Timothy. Because we must understand now whom we need to honor as a church. In the Old Testament, the Lord say, honor your father and mother, because they are the one who teach the word of God. But we know very well now, many parents, they don't know the word of God. I don't think so that God is speaking to their children who follow God, who follow Him, to honor them. Yes, respect is there, but honor should not be directed to parents who does not teach or follow God. Philippians chapter 2, I will read verse 19 to verse 22. Paul wants to send Timothy to the church in Philippi. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. Now here Paul is treating Timothy as son, the spiritual son. And Timothy is treating Paul as the spiritual father. And that's what here, honor your father who taught you the word of God. Honor the leader who cared for you spiritually and taught you the way of the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 2. To Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now again here, Paul considering Timothy as a true son in faith. Honor your father and your mother. That's here the instruction to Timothy, to honor Paul. Yes, we know that the mother and the grandmother of Timothy, they are believers. Yes, they are also honored by Timothy because they have taught him the word of God. But here Timothy needs to honor also Paul, who trained him to do the work of God and polish his ability and nurture him until he is established as a pastor. Now here the rule of the church, the rule of the disciple, to honor the leaders, the pastor who cared for them and taught them the way of the Lord. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 12 and verse 13, he says, I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. So he is not speaking about children and adults. He is speaking about a new disciple and the elders of the church. So the concept of honoring the spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers and those who taught the word of God is mentioned also here in First Timothy chapter 5 verse 17, say the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. Those elders who direct the affair of the church well are worthy of double honor. So God calls us to honor those who taught the word of God. Double honor. Not only one honor, but double honor. In the book of Leviticus, and chapter 19 and verse 32, there is a command of the Lord. It might look strange for you, but that is very helpful for this message to understand God's will. Leviticus 19:32. He says, "Rise up, rise in the presence of the rise in the presence of the aged. Show respect for the elderly, and revere your God. I am the Lord." Why he say rise for the age and show respect for the elder? Because suppose those aged people and the elders, they have raised up generations and they have taught many the word of God and the ways of the Lord. They deserve honor and they deserve respect from us. And that is the way we revere the Lord. We should honor them. we should respect them. The church is called to respect those elders, to honor them. Paul, in his big struggle with the churches that he planted in collecting money and alms, he wanted to send it to Jerusalem, to the saints. Who are the saints? They are the apostles who were with the Lord, who laid the foundation of the early church. When the church persecuted him in Jerusalem, the believers scattered. The apostles, they were suffering, they were into famine. Paul was fighting for their rights to the churches, that we need to collect for them. That is our responsibility toward the church and to the spiritual fathers, leaders who care for us spiritually. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us, Lord, to honor those who help us in our walk with you, who train us, who taught us your ways. And I pray, O God, that we will take full responsibility to care for them when they are aged and old, and to provide for their daily needs as an honor and respect and reverence to you, who had called them to care for us in certain age of our life. And Lord, I pray that this message you sent it for a purpose. I pray that that particular purpose shall prevail and accomplish in the life of your church. Take this word of yours and make it reach those who need to receive this message. I thank and praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.